Well, it's early in the campaign season. You know, the vast majority of people really aren't paying any attention yet. I mean, but as Tom Schieffer continues to deliver his message about improving the public schools, making affordable health care accessible to more Texans, and making Texas a strong competitor in the globalized economy, Democrats, I think, will see that he is the best choice to represent them in 2010. And also, it's kind of interesting in this poll is the weakness of the two Republican office holders, the two top Republican office holders running for governor. Rick Perry's negative job approval rating show that Texans want new leadership in the governor's office. And Kay Bailey Hutchison's inability to compete even with an unpopular governor shows that she's not the one that they want.
What do you think? What do you think Mr. Schieffer needs to do to try to close the gap between the better numbers that an unnamed Democrat nominee would have against either Rick or Kay, and what the poll's showing he would do against those two candidates?
Well, I think the unnamed, it goes back to what I said, is most people aren't paying any attention. They know enough about Rick Perry that they're tired of him. They don't want Rick Perry. But they're not paying enough attention yet to the governor's race to know as much as they need to know about the Democratic candidates. And I think all what Tom needs to continue to do is do what he's been doing, going around the state, meeting with different groups, talking about his issues, his priorities, improving education, health care, making Texas competitive in the globalized economy. And I think as he continues to do that, and as people start paying more attention, then I think people will realize that he is the best Democratic choice for governor and the best choice for governor.
Did y'all expect to, at least at this point, still be running behind Mr. Friedman just based on the fact that he's run a statewide campaign and spent a few million dollars on it?
I'm not surprised. I mean, I don't know if I really what I anticipated on that, but I'm not surprised that Friedman is ahead because, he is an entertainer. His name has been out there for a long time, and he was on the ballot in 2006. He was one of those people on the ballot that allowed Rick Perry, to get another 4 years in office. And I think once most Democrats will click on that, and I think he won't be leading in the Democratic polls come election day. But they know enough about Perry. I mean, he's been here. I mean, Perry, they know. I mean, and I think most, obviously from that job approval rating, most people know Perry in a negative sense. But, I mean, he's been the governor now for, 9 years? So they know they don't like Perry, and they think they probably would like a Democrat. But as far as, focusing on which Democrat that is, they're just not that focused on the race yet.
Do you think this is a message or a money issue right now for Democrats? Or I guess maybe just for your candidate. I don't want you to speak for everyone else.
Well, probably both. I mean, money helps you get the message out. And Tom is continuing to raise money. And he's continuing to travel around the state getting his message out.